Linda Ferguson reviewing for us this morning the Jeep Gladiator. Listen, this, you know that my favourite sort of, my favourite class, I'd say, is the SUV. But I think maybe I might be moving into Buckyland.
You're moving right into Buckyland, I think, like me.
This Jeep Gladiator is, I think, possibly now my new dream car.
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. Just explain to people sort of what it is.
Well, it's the largest Bucky to be brought to South Africa. It's the only Bucky that's actually a convertible because you can take the roof off. You can take the roof off in these three panels that you just, well, I mean, you have to have a bit of help, I think. It also comes with a soft top if you want, so that's kind of retractable. And it's enormous. It's 5.5 meters long.
No.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculously big. There's, in fact, if you ask me who's the competitor, there is nothing.
There can't be. I was absolutely, no. And I actually wasn't going to ask you this week because I looked at that and I thought, there is no competitor for this. Listen, it's so typically, classically Jeep. There's no way you can look at this and go, I wonder who made that, right?
I mean, the designer, Mark Allen, we watched a video of his, and I mean, they completely went back to the Willys. Willys, I'm sorry, I'm not being rude this morning. It's called the Willys, the Jeep.
All right.
Willys, I'm sorry, but that's what it is, Sarah.
Right.
Get your mind out the dust.
It's not there. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, it's only me. In the 1940s, a Jeep created these military vehicles that became known to be the Willys.
Got it. Okay.
And in about 1953, they went on the commercial market and became hugely popular. And those little eyes and the fender that the new Gladiator has are directly kind of inspired by that old Jeep.
I'm just looking at a picture here, and I'm about to ask you for target market, but there's a picture here, this to me sums up the target market. It's there with all four doors open, you know, the open air. There's a canoe and a surfboard on the back, and a sort of a long-haired chap sitting in the front. And to me, that's it. That is who the market is.
I mean, it really is. But you know what they've also got? So the load bay, they've got motorcycle ruts. So you can park your scrambler bike.
Way.
I mean, you know, we've both got one.
Yeah.
you can park your scrambler bike on the, you know, so it's also for those people that are like bikers. I mean, it's a very outdoor type of market. The long-haired surfer who's got money, trust fund surfer. You know, and I mean, when we get to the off-road capabilities, it's going to be very clear that if you don't want to take a car, this Gladiator off-road, you don't bother buying it.
It's a waste.
It's just the most unbelievable off-road bucky that I've ever been in.
Because the next picture that I've clicked is of this of this Gladiator doing some pretty impressive off-roading. Yeah. I mean, it seems to be stuck on the top, well, probably not stuck, but perched on the top of a mountain or a rocky outface. Listen, just you've told us sort of the history of this, and we all know what this looks like. If I say to you Jeep, you know exactly in your mind's eye. In terms of looks, though, I mean, what are your thoughts on it? I love it. Here's a random story for you. When I went to rehab a million years ago, they asked us to write a thing about what's your perfect day, right? This is such a strange story to tell, but I'm going to tell it anyway. And I remember it so clearly. There I was in Randburg being asked to write what would be your perfect day. I suppose the idea being, you know, what's your hope for the future now that you stop being a crazy person.
A janky.
Literally. And I wrote, and it's funny, and I said, well, I'd wake up in the morning and I'd live by the beach and I'd walk past a shelf that was full of books that I'd written. And then I'd get into my Jeep and I'd drive my open top Jeep and I'd go to the beach. I love the look of the Jeep. It's completely impractical for what I need now. And we'll talk about comfort but I had this idea of kind of cruising around in one of those Jeeps. I've always loved how they look. And I love how this looks. They've done something very clever here in terms of aesthetic. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I love its retro look. It's got that retro deep, and it's so deep you can't, like, get away with it. It's basically, you know, it's based on their top spec Rubicon, those Jeep fans out there, and there are many of them, by the way, SJ. You know, Jeep has got the same kind of mania in terms of fans as Land Rover does. There's always competition, which is better, Jeep or Land Rover. So there are these clubs, there are these Jeep kind of fan clubs, and there's a very active Jeep community in South Africa.
Yeah.
I think that they've really, I mean, look, for me, it's a little long. I did, in real life, you definitely notice it. While we were driving around, we were up in the Cradle of Humankind area, and then the Hennops River. We went on this hectic off-road course in Hennops Rivier, and it was basically really difficult not to notice these long buckies going, you know, like just huge tires. And so I just think they've really got that macho look. The Jeep, I can do anything. I will go anywhere. I'm just like the most standout bucky in South Africa. And I do actually think they're going to sell.
I think perhaps the pictures that I'm looking at don't quite do justice to the length of it. So maybe that's why it doesn't quite seem as big to me. Where did you drive it? I mean, you said the Cradle of Mankind, but did you test its off-road capabilities?
Yeah, I think we lost each other. Mountains, and we've literally just come out of load shedding. I'm not sure if you don't hear me, because I actually said that we'd gone off to the Hennops off-road trail near Hard to Be a Foot
Dad. So sorry, I'm struggling a little bit. Sorry.
Are you hearing me now?
Yeah, I am. Perfect, yeah.
Okay, I just said we'd come out of load shedding. I'm in the mountains.
Sorry.
So we went off-road to the Hennops off-road trail near Hard to Be a Foot Dam, and my word, I've done a lot of off-roading, but I've never seen a track like this. They were basically, I mean, we went, I posted a picture on Twitter just now. The vehicle was going at 45 degrees with its tires off the ground. It, you know, it was on like three tires and balancing on its side. And I was just like, this is it's greater than one ton. And the vehicle's going to fall over. I was terrified we were going to tip, but we didn't. There were dongas that we were being swallowed by. Basically, it's an unbelievable, capable, most hectically incredible off-road vehicle that I've ever experienced.
Usually when we talk about buckies, one of my questions is, okay, that's great that it does all of that stuff, but would it be something that you would want to drive around if you would drive around in the city in, for example? And you'd said earlier, if you're not going to off-road it, total waste of time, really.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's not terrible to drive in on the road. I did find there's quite a lot of tire and road noise. Not like you can still talk. I mean, my partner and I were chatting, but we were aware because of the removable roof, the panels, there's probably a little bit of, you know, kind of gaps or something. I don't know if it's gaps, probably not Jeep. Jeep's going to say, see, there are no gaps in our roof. But you do pick up road noise. So you definitely feel that you're driving. You're not like in this sailing Lexus. You're not in this quiet SUV. And the other thing is, it's not, I'd say, you know, it's not the most comfortable. It's not like super comfortable, although there are leather seats, there's heated seats, there's a good infotainment system inside, but you definitely know that you're heading off-road soon. That's how I felt about it.
So I'm now having a look at the interior. Folks, we are reviewing this morning. Sorry, I should have reminded or recapped. The Jeep Gladiator, the longest bucky now in South Africa, over 5 metres long. When I say the word Jeep to you, a picture will come in your mind's eye. That's what it is. They've gone right really back to the willies. Still not quite sure what that is. But I'm thinking sort of MASH, that TV show MASH, where they were all sort of driving around in those Jeeps. It looks like that, the classic Jeep, but very, very long. I'm looking at the interior now. And as you say, it's not, you know, cloth seats. It's leather and it all looks very nice. But the thing with Jeeps and with vehicles that were essentially utilitarian for purpose is that they never look... If I'm going to be spending over $1 million, which is what I imagine we're probably talking about here, I want to be really comfortable. I want to feel like I'm flying first class. I remember when we did the Suzuki, the brand new Suzuki Jimny, and again, looks great. But I always wonder inside, it still always looks a bit jeepy, a bit utilitarian. And I'm looking at the interior here. I'll be honest, Linda, it's not blowing my mind.
Well, no, because I think what you're wanting is this plush Land Rover kind of vibe, like the Discovery or the
I
new
want
Defender.
The Mercedes. What's it called?
GLB or the GLA the or the actual. Yeah, Bucky.
Remember there was
that one. Yeah, that one was the Mercedes Bucky, which is off the market now because it didn't really sell.
Because it didn't sell because it was about 500 million rand. That's what I want from a Bucky. If I'm going to be spending that, but that's not what I'm getting with this, is it?
But you do, must I say, in its defence.
Yes, please.
It's gladiatorial defence. there's a 9-speaker Alpine Premium sound system.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Really
sure,
great.
Okay.
Yeah. There's dual zone climate control, so you can actually, like, literally heat it up or cool it down really well. And then, of course, the heated leather seats. There's all the tech there. There's the USB, the USC connections. And you've also got this fabulous 7-inch driver info screen, but this is for you, you know, if you're wanting to check what your car is actually doing, especially if you're off-roading. So you'll see the axles and, you know, I think it's a very macho kind of car.
Yeah.
What I haven't told you, which is, I'm sure the people who are really wanting to know what's inside the engine, I renege to tell you that. It's basically a 4-litre V6.
Sure.
It's called a Pentastar unit and paired with an 8-speed auto box. So it's an automatic transmission. It's got 209 kilowatts, which is pretty great, and 347 newton meters, only available in petrol. Unfortunately, the diesel one isn't coming to South Africa. But I mean, it's a, you know, I really think this is going to be a kind of a niche model, a niche kind of appeal. But those guys who are going to get it, and I do say guys, I sound a bit sexist, but I do think majority market will be men, will be queuing up for their gladiator.
What did you love? What did you not love? And then we will talk very quickly about price.
Okay, I just loved it off-road. I mean, I've never, ever found such a capable, amazing, risky, kind of just doing everything that it could. I also loved it that there's also a portable Bluetooth speaker, a very good one, stuck in one of the storage boxes.
That's
at
cool.
The back. Yeah, so if you go camping, you can take your Bluetooth speaker out and jazz it up. And yeah, well, those are the two things. I know we don't have much time. I could go on forever.
Okay.
And what I didn't like,
yeah,
would
please.
You like to?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't like that it was a little noisy on road.
Mm.
And I also didn't like, and I never like this, is that the windows, you have to open or close on the center. You don't have side windows. Because you can take the doors off. Did I tell you you can also take the doors off?
You didn't. You were only supposed to take the bloody doors off. Okay, right, yeah.
So you can take the doors off, so you obviously can't have a window switch there. So the window switches for the sides and for the front and the back are in the centre, and I found that a bit like,
I tell you what, that wouldn't have bothered me because my little Fiat that I used to have, it had the same thing. And when people used to get in the car, it would freak them out. How do I open the window? And I'd say, oh, well, you don't. That's the thing. They're not cheap, are they, these Jeep Gladiators, Melinda? How much are we talking, please? I said over $1 million. Am I in the right ballpark?
You are in... Sorry, I'm interrupting
you. No, I'm interrupting you.
You're in the very right ballpark. The most expensive Bucky in South Africa at the moment is the Jeep Gladiator. 1.2 million and 59,000 rand.
Hey, yay. Okay. Good. So I won't get one this, maybe next year. I'll save up my pennies and get one. 1.2. Okay. I'm looking forward to seeing it in person, if that makes sense. Because as I said, I don't think the pictures that I've got are really, I'm able to really grasp the size, the length of it. But listen, if this is your thing, if you are one of those people that sort of goes uphill and down Dale every weekend or goes and, you know, climbs things and requires equipment things to stick in the back and you want all your pals to go with you, and you're also, you know, in my mind's eye, somebody who's got a startup that's done terribly well and they're now a millionaire, and this is who I'm thinking of in my mind's eye as being a potential buyer of one of these. I'm looking forward to seeing them on the road. Melinda, thank you very much indeed. We will chat to you next week, hopefully better signal. I've been struggling a little bit, but we will be clearer.
Yes.
Not your fault. We'll be clearer next week. Melinda Ferguson reviewing for us the most expensive Bucky in South Africa. It's the Jeep Gladiator, which is coming in at 1.259 million rand.